Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, I'm your host, Frank Williams. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And you can call in and you can listen live to the show. And you may also call in and press the number 1 on your keypad and give your comments or opinions on today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770 732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, well, let's get into the weather first, okay? Right now, it's 54 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 74. Let's see, something's going wrong here. A high today of 74, a low tonight of 55. Okay? So that's a really nice day today, right? So you guys, if you're working today, I hope you have a nice day at work. It looks like, again, it's going to be really, really nice day. All right? And tomorrow we're looking at rain at 72, low 57. Wednesday rain, high 69, low 54. Thursday partly cloudy, 75. Friday partly cloudy, 77. Okay, so it looks like some really nice days ahead. Tuesday and Wednesday may be a little wet, but no, still gonna be nice as far as temperature goes. Right. So you guys remember that. Now, today's word of the day is onus. Onus. O-N-U-S. Onus. O-N-U-S. Onus is a noun and it means burden or a disagreeable necessity. Blame. If you blame someone, you put onus on them or you blame them for something. Or if you want to put somebody say that he's got the burden, you know, they say the burden of proof is on you in court. And that's same thing as onus. You have the onus of proving your case. All right. So that's a pretty good word. Grab that, stick it in your vocabulary. And again, on Wednesday, on this coming Wednesday, it will be the first day of my giveaway. I'm giving away a show T-shirt, and you will have had to listen to the show over the past few days in order to know the answer to the question from the show. Okay, it will be a question that comes from the show. It won't be something outside that anybody could answer. It's for a listener and a loyal listener that listens in and understands what's going on with the show. And that's going to happen Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning, I'm going to do it, let's say, around this time. Wednesday at 10:10 a.m. At 10 minutes after 10 a.m. on Wednesday during the show, I will have a contest for the first caller that calls in and can answer the question about the show. And you'll get a T-shirt and an armband. All right. So, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a very relaxing weekend. Took it easy, did some few things around the house. So, I've had a relaxed weekend. I hope you have too. Now, today's show is entitled Dating Outside of Your Race and the Challenges that comes with it. Okay? Dating outside of your race and the challenges that comes with it. And we're going to discuss this touchy subject of dating outside of your race. And I know that there are a lot of people that listen to the show. Not only listen to the show, but outside of the show, who does date outside of their race, or who is dating outside of their race, or who is married to someone outside of their race. And for, you know, for me, I've never dated outside of my race. Okay? Not saying I never had an opportunity to date outside of my race. I just never have. Now, I've known a lot of different women outside of my race, and they were great girls. And if I wasn't taken already, I probably would have dated outside of my race. See, when I grew up I went to an all-black elementary school. I went to a all-black, well, no, it wasn't all-black high school. We had a couple of white kids at our high school, but predominantly black high school. And when I went to college is when I started to encounter people outside of my race. And it definitely wasn't a bad thing. It was just different. Okay. I was brought up in a single parent home, but my mom, she never got into any kind of race thing. She didn't, we weren't taught to hate another race or be ill towards another race. We were always taught to people the way that they treat you. Now, if someone outside of my race were to treat me badly, then I may have had a problem with that. But I never encountered bad people outside of my race. Okay? I have since. But when I was growing up, that never happened to me. So I guess that's how I feel about it. That's the way it was. And as I grew older, I started to understand people outside of my race. And I started to, you know, as I started to befriend people outside of my race, I started to understand the way that they were. They weren't brought up the way I was. Okay? And if you were brought up in a household who taught you to hate or dislike another race, then that's the way you are. And it's hard to change that. I wasn't taught to dislike or hate another race. That's the way I am. That's the way I was taught. So I can't change that. Okay? And so for me, I feel like people who date outside of their race, I have no problem with it. You know, a lot of black men look at white men or Asian men or Latino men differently because they're dating someone outside of their race. It may not even be another black woman that they're dating. It could be just another woman outside of their race. And some black men, I'm not going to say them all. I'm not going to put you guys in a box or stereotype. I'm just saying that some men, and it's white men and other men out there too, who feel the same way. They have ill feelings towards other men who are dating outside of their race. And I think that's ignorant to a large extent, because one thing, you don't know their situation. You don't know how they grew up. You don't know even who they are. So how can you, you know, I know how people draw, you know, initial conclusions from just the appearance of someone. But you don't know them. You don't know who they are. You don't know how they grew up. You know, you don't know anything about them. So why judge them? Okay? And for me, all I can say is that if these people love each other, okay, if these people love each other the way that I love my wife, or the way someone else loved their spouse, or whatever, then more power to them. They found someone who loves them, they love them, and that's all they need. You don't need the acceptance of anyone else. You don't need the supposed acceptance of your parents or your friends. If it's just you two and y'all love each other, figure it out. Keep going. Be happy. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about, is being happy together. Being happy together in your own skin. That's what it's about. Now, there are going to be challenges. The challenges of not of the normal challenges of a husband and wife, or a man and woman who are dating each other. The normal challenges are, you know, the different arguments, maybe different personalities that come into place, and those are the challenges there. Normal challenges. But when you date someone outside of your race, you're gonna get different challenges than just the normal challenges. Okay? You're gonna get challenges from your parents sometimes. You're going to get parent challenges from your coworkers sometimes. You're going to get challenges from your friends sometimes. You're going to lose some friends, I'm sure. Okay? You may even lose your family. Okay, I've heard those kind of stories. I heard a story from a white woman who was dating a black man. And her family would not accept him. Okay? They would not accept him. And sometimes it comes from their upbringing. Again, that's what it's all about. The things you learn as a young kid or a young person usually hangs with you for the rest of your life. I know sometimes some people who listen to the show on a regular basis, they've heard me speak of my mom a lot, because she was the main character in my life. You know, for what, she died, 12 years ago, and she, you know, I was 40 years old when she died. So my mom has been here, was with me. She was the main character in my life for 40 years. She instilled values in me that are still in me right now. So those are the values that you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life. If you were taught to hate other people, other races, just because of their race, if you grew up that way, that's probably the way you are now. No changes as far as that goes. And the challenges that people have from dating outside of their race are other people who talk about them, or even give them a weird look when they're out in public, anything like that. But people who date outside of their race cannot be naive to that fact. It's America. okay? America is a racist country. So if you're going to date outside of your race, you have to understand that you're going to get those people who are going to give you that challenge. They're going to say something. They're going to look at you a certain way. They may even treat you differently when you go into a restaurant. Okay? But you have to understand that that's going to come. And you have to be equipped to deal with it. And how, you know, the way that you deal with life is your character. Okay? And if your character tells you or allows you to say something or do something to those people that say stuff or give you certain looks and things like that, then, you know, that may not be there. Okay? That may not be for you. You have to be able to keep your head above that. Not only you, but her as well. Both of you have to be able to keep your heads above that. Because if you don't, that negativity and those challenges will get inside your relationship and bust it apart. It will, no doubt. It'll get inside your relationship and bust it apart. If you let it. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the show to give your comments or opinions on dating outside of your race and the challenges and the challenges that comes with it. Because there are going to be challenges. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. They're going to be challenges. Okay? They're going to be challenges. If you're a black man dealing with a white woman, if you're a white woman dealing with a black man, if you're an Asian woman dealing with a Latino man, an Asian woman dealing with a white man dealing with a Latino woman or whatever. That's how it's going to be. And I believe that, you know, people of today are very curious about the other race. And when I say curious, that means that they want to know, you know, about them. Or they want to know, understand how to deal with them. And that's just, you know, that's just life. That's just we as human beings wanting to understand. Okay? I don't think it's anything bad, because I don't think bad about other races. You know, there's good in every race and there's bad in every race. Okay? You want to find the people who are good in that race and surround yourself with good people. And if you're good to them, I believe, I may be wrong, that they'll be good to you. All right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Again, on Wednesday. On Wednesday, there's gonna be a giveaway. I'm giving away show T-shirt and armband. On Wednesday, 10:10 a.m., I'm gonna ask a question. Ask a question from the show that you guys are gonna have to answer correctly, and I'll take the first caller that answers the question correctly. They're gonna win the T-shirt and the armband. So keep a lookout for that. Again, Wednesday, 10:10 a.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, thanks guys for taking the time to listen to the show. That's all I have for you today. I have an appointment. Today, so I'm gonna go ahead and get off of the show and let you guys have your day. All right, take care of yourselves, guys. And hey, the appointment person I have it with today, I'm on the way. See ya. It's Frank.
Doing 80 in a 66, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, 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 I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in and take you outside.
Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
So where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 66, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Ay, 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 ay. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day.